The Teaching from Rest audio companion contains nearly 4 hours of conversation between myself and the educator mentors I look up to most. These conversations are delivered as a set of audio files for you to enjoy at your leisure. Here's a little sampling of what you'll hear. Dr. Perrin from Classical Academic Press and I talk about the art of scholae, that is, restful teaching and learning. We also discuss different ways to simplify the curriculum and tackle the big question, what about high school?
There was this idea that you could be at rest while you were learning, that you could, to some degree, you would shut out some things, say no to some things in order to say yes to fewer things that might be your preference and your delight. So scholae is just an old word that continues to live on in some of our, even in the English word school, although with radically altered meaning.
Right.
So you know this because I know you've studied it, Sarah, but scholae is a Greek word which means leisure, reflection, contemplation, conversation. It was what the Greeks really aspired to do when they had the time to do it, and when it was what they delighted in doing, seeking after the true, the good, and the beautiful with some talented friends in a set apart place and time, often with good food and drink.
I talked to Brandy Venzel about the nitty gritty. Exactly how does a busy homeschooling mother teach from a state of rest when there is so much to do every day? And what would Charlotte Mason have to say about all this anyway?
When you're homeschooling, you can end up running from fire to fire to fire and crisis to crisis because you're not getting this chance to give each thing attention in its rightful time. Mm. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, that's what Charlotte Mason was really teaching her students when she has this schedule, and yet it's not, I mean, it's the way it's described in the modern context of my life, I think it would sound like a dictator schedule. But the spirit behind it was very different. It was the idea that we give to each thing its own time, and we're okay with maybe something not being done at the end of that time.
I also talked to Andrew Kern from the Searcy Institute about how homeschooling moms can interweave diligence and rigor with a love for beauty and goodness, and what Andrew believes is most foundational for the homeschooling mom who desires to teach from a state of rest.
And what you've done as a homeschooling mom is you've taken on tremendous responsibility. And the reason that you did that is because you saw that it was your responsibility. You didn't shirk it, okay? And because you didn't shirk it, well, now you're carrying it. And that's good. If you're next in line to the throne and you just decide, well, I'd rather not be king, that's not your right. And in the same sense, you have been given by God the authority to raise these children, because whenever God gives a responsibility, he gives the authority to fulfill it. All right. So then, that being the case, understand this above all, that God never gives a responsibility without also giving a spirit of enablement. And the distraction is always that you let others assess you who, frankly, don't know your child, don't love your child like you do, probably don't love your child at all, and don't have the authority. And the only way they can have a voice, the only way they can speak to you, is if you open your ear to them.
One of my favorite homeschooling moms, Cindy Rollins, chats with me about what she wishes she could tell herself at the beginning of her homeschooling journey. She shares what parts of homeschooling made the biggest impact on her now grown children and what she thinks homeschooling moms need to hear most.
The opposite of teaching from a state of rest is anxiety and fear, which I think Andrew clearly articulates. But the opposite of that is love. And you know, my blog's name is Ordo Moris, which is the ordering of the loves. And just keeping that idea ever before myself, that this is the what education is not the rote accumulation of facts and all these things, but rather it is the ordering of the things you love, because those are the things that are going to last in the lives of our children. But of course, the number one thing I wanted for my own children was that they would love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength.
the Teaching from Rest audio companion is nearly 4 hours of encouragement for you, the homeschooling mom who longs to teach from a state of rest. You can get your audio companion at teachingfromrest.com.